Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back again, everyone. Kelly Dean here along with John Shinsky, and we're very pleased to be here today. John, as we were discussing before the news break, tell everybody again just about the effort to build your orphanage. And I'm sure there's folks out there would like to know more about what they could do with children, maybe even a sponsor a child.
Well, that's a great program we have right now, Kelly. We reached a point where we've been able to build a facility, and now not only have the children being able to live there and have meals and to be able to participate in local schooling, but one thing we're trying to do right now is always ensure their safety, because, of course, it's very dangerous in Mexico right now, particularly Matamoros, Mexico. But at the same time, in spite of that, we have a very good facility. We have a good support system. We're working collaboratively with NPH International, which is one of the largest orphanage organizations in the world. And we're really concentrating on education right now. And that's the one thing I think we prided ourselves with right here in the Lansing area by having Michigan State and Lansing Community College. We have some great universities in this area. And, of course, the diversity of the Michigan State campus, too, being one of the most renowned universities in the world, serving populations from all over the world. We had, as we indicated before, we had 18 young people here visiting orphans from Mexico who were here about 4 weeks ago. And we had 12 host families that took care of those, nine host families who took care of those children. And they built such deep relationships. And I think, Kelly, that's at the core of what this is all about. This is not about just taking care of children, but this is about building a international community. So as we move further, we're going to continue to work together, and we can reach out. If people want to know more about the orphanage, they can go to www.shinskyorphanage.org. And as you indicated, they can sponsor a child. It's only $1 a day, $30 a month. And I assure you, 100% of that money goes towards those children. And I also assure you that someday we're going to have some of those children here at Michigan State who came right from the streets to East Lansing.
John, you shared with me, and I think the community needs to know this, is that this MPH International, who have now you've become part of this international network, is just outstanding. Had over 18 young persons, orphans, graduate from college this last year.
Right. One of their priorities is education, just like yours and mine, Kelly. That's where we started, and that's where we've put most of our career. But the goal of this organization is that once these children reach age 18, they have to provide 1 year of service back in serving another orphanage, particularly in Mexico. If they decide to serve 2 years, they get their college education paid for in Monterrey, Mexico, which is cheaper than education here, but at the same time, it's a college education. So they're committed to education. They're committed to being able to learn various languages. So they're going to be bilingual in English and Spanish. And they are developing service learning to be able to contribute back not only to their own community, but someday they're going to be contributing to worldwide communities.
How fantastic, John. You are to be commended. What a tremendous story, giving your life to these young persons that you would have never known if you had stepped up. So we're all behind you, so keep up the great work.
Well, you've always been there too, Kelly. So.
Well, there's a lot of good things going on, and you know, and there's so many things that you know, we need to pay attention to, and certainly here in our own community where we live and work and so on. Our next guest, we're very honored to have Joan Jackson Johnson with us today, a person I also hold in high regard, who has given her life to the community, particularly those that are in need. And Dr. Joan Jackson Johnson, and Director of Community Relations through the City of Lansing, is involved in so many very critical needs in the community. So, Joan, thank you so much for taking the time and being with us today.
Thank you for the invitation, Kelly.
You know, Joan, all you had to do was pick up today's front page of the paper to see that folks concerned about how to pay for their heating bills this coming winter, and the opportunity for unemployment benefits are running out quickly. And you know, I've always been, even with the size of our community, I've been always concerned to hear about the number of homeless. They're living right here in our community, and we need to talk today here with the holidays. So what can we all do to make the lives of those citizens that live with us here better?
Well, as you mentioned, the needs continue to be extremely great. We have homelessness that currently runs about 3,900 plus individuals, which is down from last year when we had 4,250 individuals. And there are a number of things that lead to homelessness, but when you spoke of the utility issue, sometimes that's problematic. And I encourage people to support organizations that provide, you know, Pennies for Power and a number of other programs where we can assist individuals. And many of the homes that individuals who have compromised or limited income live in, rental units that aren't energy efficient, sometimes they become homeless because they can't pay the utility bills. And in some cases, we've seen utility bills that are much higher than what they're being asked to pay for rent. And eventually, if the power is turned off, the city of Lansing is obligated by law to red tag these houses, and citizens end up becoming homeless, and we have to make other provisions for them. So sometimes just as a community, if we could all come together and provide support for those that are most in need. And that's our seniors, but also the children in our community. I heard John's conversation, you know, about the orphanage. And there are a lot of children out there that are homeless. Out of our 4,200 last year, about 60% of those were single moms with children. Mm-hmm. We have other challenges of trying to keep people warm this year, and not just with utilities, but coats, and encourage people to donate gently used and clean coats to places like St. Vincent's de Paul, to Salvation Army or Volunteers of America, who will provide those at a limited fee to the community. But in many cases, if there's a need, those coats are turned over for free. St. Vincent de Paul, anything that's sold out of that store, they turn those dollars back to our community and assist with payment for utilities. Sometimes families can come up with everything but maybe a couple hundred dollars, and St. Vincent de Paul does a wonderful job in doing that. We have a great group of volunteers that help in our shelters on a regular basis and provide, you know, support to our seniors and our vulnerable population. But organizations could always use additional volunteers, and not just at Christmas time. This is a year-round effort. I look at what we did for Katrina, and Kelly, I know you were at the forefront with that, and think that when we look at what happened to the Katrina evacuees here, when they came here, we could just kind of turn that same level of energy into assisting, you know, our vulnerable population that's here on a regular basis, our community would be a much stronger and better place.
Joan, I think from what I've seen for so many years in this community, it's been demonstrated more times than I can count, and that's the quality of this community to give back regardless of their situation. They step up and do what they can, and you've been a tremendous leader in this community to be right in the forefront to help, as you indicated, a vulnerable population who is out there that doesn't really know where to go, and people oftentimes think it's people who have just had terrible times, but in our case now, it's people who have had jobs in the past and have been able to do very well for themselves, but now they've lost their jobs, and now they've become very much in need. Yeah. And I think you spoke about a lot of different opportunities, Joan. Can you tell us, if I'm a person right now listening that says, Joan, I want to give, where can I call, who can I talk to? I want to help in whatever way you need it most. How can we do that?
Well, certainly you can always call my office with the City of Lansing, which is 517-483-4482. But St. Vincent's de Paul, Haven House, Volunteers of America, the Lansing City Rescue Mission, which does wonderful work, and they've started a project with opening up a school for families, Maplewood unit, and it is just wonderful. The problem is, since the doors have been open, they haven't had any vacancies. So it appears as if, you know, the more we provide, and we have about 255 emergency beds in the City of Lansing, and then we go into an overflow mode. But the more beds we provide, the number of individuals served, you know, seem to increase. And unemployment certainly is a big part of that. We do an annual mobile food pantry through the City of Lansing, and last Saturday we had that pantry, and we had food for, you know, close to 600 families, depending on the family size. Well, we ran out of food. That was the first. And we ask for ID, but we don't ask for verification of income, and some people have been critical of that. But I feel if someone's going to come stand in the line for hours to get food, you know, there obviously is a need, you know, for that. And we see large families there. We see a lot of senior citizens who are trying to make a choice between food and medication. So while this doesn't provide food for a month, it does help significantly, is what I'm told. And so donating to our food pantries, the Greater Lansing Food Bank or Michigan Food Bank, they have a great working relationship, and together, again, we can serve a large number of people, and we can address many needs in the community, and it has to be a team and a community effort. This is our village, and it, you know, it takes all of us to make that happen.
Well, Joan, thank you so much. You've given us some very clear advice here on what we can be doing here Thanksgiving, the traditional start of our holiday season, but you've told us all this is a year-round challenge.
This just is not a year-round challenge. Okay. One of the things I would hope, yeah, Kelly, is that we could keep Christmas in our hearts year-round and remember those that are less fortunate. You know, your junk is another person's treasure. And if people have other questions, those that might need services or those that are willing to want to get involved, 211 is one of the best numbers that you can dial to be directed to the appropriate place as well. Well,
Dr. Joan Jackson-Johnson, you're amazing. Thank you. We're all in this together.
Thank you.
She's telling us all, dial 211 if you're out there and you have a concern and looking for any advice as to help yourself or your family. And Joan, one more time, the number, it's the City of Lansing.
1-7-483-4482.
Very good.
Great.
Very
Thank
good.
You, Joan. You're a tremendous asset to our community
for
a long
time. This is a mutual admiration club because both of you do a tremendous amount, you know, that makes a difference in our community.
Thank you, Joan.
Kelly, you're like a one-man show.
We're all together, Joan. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You, Joan.
Thanks for
take
being
care.
With us today. And we'll take a break now with Ebeline and us, and we'll see you in a couple minutes.